Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to East York's number one Degrassi podcast with your hosts, Linda Burke and Katie Durant. Now, let's get back to class.
We're back.
We're back.
Hi, everybody. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
We're here. We're back. It's exciting.
Yeah, it's been a while.
But we're really, really glad to be back. And we're kind of excited to do our little season's greeting episode.
Yes.
We just want to talk to you guys. We've missed you guys. We've been really busy the last couple months. But we're just really excited to be back and talk about some kind of Christmassy holiday things today with you. And review the episode season's greetings. Katie actually did some pre-notes about this episode, and I hadn't seen this episode. And I actually literally wrote down, already after just reading notes, this episode sounds like it's going to suck.
No, but Linda, seriously, have you watched this episode before?
After just watching it right now, I remember watching it when I was younger. But I didn't realize how much it stank. And we watched it again. But to be fair, there was nice kind of moments in it.
You know, I have to say, like, I was kind of hoping that you're going to watch the episode and, like, love it. Because I don't love it.
Right. So you wanted me to love it?
I wanted you to love it.
I don't hate it now.
Well, you know what? Honestly, going back and rewatching it, I feel like I do have a different perspective of it from when I watched it when I really originally watched the episode when it was in syndication.
Okay.
But we'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
I guess right now we'll just talk a little bit about what we've been up to because it has been a while. We haven't recorded a podcast since August.
Yeah, Katie and I both had a busy summer. Well, we both really did have a busy summer. I was working, Katie wasn't working, but you had plans like all summer, such as visiting Degrassi alumni and different areas, but it was busy. Like, you're busy this summer.
Yeah. And, well, you know, I'm a teacher, so I have the summer off. So I was really focused on the podcast. And then once, you know, I started getting into school mode, it's hard to, like, you know, think about doing a podcast, really. Yeah. You know, and I feel like we were trying to do, like, one a week during the summer, and it was a lot.
It was busy. A lot.
And so now we're just kind of like, okay, we're going to do one when we can.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of what we've decided to do. So I know it's been a while, and it'd be nice to be able to say, like, oh, yeah, every 2 weeks or whatever, we'll have a podcast out, but that's not the reality. No.
Because I have a baby now. Katie and I were prepping kind of what to say, and I was going to lie and say I had a baby. That's why I hadn't did anything, but I'm not. But yeah, it's been hard, and it's different when it's an occupation or someone's job to do it.
Yeah.
We tried, and it was life gets really busy. So
yeah.
I hope you guys are still interested, and we're excited to be back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and we still have people who have agreed to come on the podcast. It's all about finding the time to do it.
2019. So right now, Katie and I are going to clink our glasses because we're having our first glass of eggnog this year.
Yay. Cheers.
Cheers to you fans.
Yum.
So we're excited for kind of going on Degrassi news. So Katie, tell us a bit more of the Degrassi Palooza news that you know about.
Okay, so since we last did our podcast, Pat Mastriani, Joey Jeremiah, has announced that there is a Degrassi Palooza. And, you know, slowly details have been coming out about it. We do have the dates. It's June 14th to 16th, and it's going to be at Centennial College, which is the, well, shooting location of Degrassi High. So we know that. He did mention that there are going to be 250 tickets, which I kind of feel like there's a lot of Degrassi fans out there, and there are a lot of fans that might be coming in from different places, that might not go to a regular like screening like we've been to, but might come in for a big thing like this. So it's kind of like, oh my goodness, 250. Are we going to be able to get tickets for it?
Is there like a certain room in Centennial College that would hold? Like, I wonder if it's capacity or if he's going to have it in the gym or something. Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I wonder if maybe the capacity for the theater, kind of where Claude did his wonderful speech.
Claude.
Merry Christmas to speech. Claude. It was a poem, you know, dying leaves, the season of death. Yeah. So I wonder if maybe the capacity for that, the auditorium, I guess, would be.
Yeah, we don't know what he's got 250, planned, right?
So, or maybe it's like, you know, he did say there's going to be like bus tours, like the same kind of thing that they've done in the past.
Yeah,
so 250, I don't know. I wonder if we'll get tickets.
I don't know. I want us to be red carpet correspondents.
Oh my goodness. No, honestly, like my idea of like if we were to get involved into this Degrassi Palooza, it would be so cool to do a live podcast.
Oh, absolutely.
With all the fans that are there. Yes. And just get their take on Degrassi and just, you know, do a podcast there, a live podcast. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Like a Degrassi TMZ or TMZ. Like a Degrassi, like, Entertainment Tonight.
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome.
And I mean, it sounds like a lot of the alumni are going to be involved in it.
Yes.
Which is super cool. I mean, as of when we're recording right now, Pat has said that there are going to be some tickets going on sale around December 15th.
For the holidays?
For the holidays. He hasn't said how many are going on sale, and he hasn't said the cost either. So I also wonder, you know.
I need to budget.
Yes, it's holiday time. I'm spending so much money on the holidays. I just want to make sure that, A, I get a ticket, and you know, also it's reasonable.
Well, it's okay to know what you want, what you're paying for. It's good.
Yeah.
Apologies my voice. I have a bit of a cold, but I sound a bit like Bonnie Tyler, Total Eclipse of the Heart, which I'll belt out later. Yeah. Well, that's exciting. Like from all the cool Degrassi stuff that we've been through this year, because we're talking about this last year as well. It's kind of cool that we have this to look forward to in the summer.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. And it's cool that it's got kind of been a edge, like excitement around it.
And you know, I think it's really cool as well because I've talked about this previously on the podcast that I went to this Degrassi convention and it was back, I think it was, well, it's been 20 years.
Wow.
Since the Degrassi convention. It was 1999. So 20 years later, you know, they're doing Degrassi Palooza and it's just like on such a larger scale than what this Degrassi convention was, right?
It's great.
So it's kind of neat. Like, that's why I really would love to attend it.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Vote for us for the red carpet.
Tell Pat, we need to be there.
Yes, people. Yeah. Cool. Okay, so we really want to talk about the holidays in this episode. We're going to talk about the season's greeting episode, but Katie and I wanted to talk about our favorite Christmas episodes.
Yeah, just Christmas episodes in general.
Yeah. Cause this was such a Christmas episode and I totally forgot that this actually existed, which was great. I hated it at first, this episode, and then loved it. But I don't think I rank it in my top. My top, I think, is Garfield's Christmas.
And you know what? I
love it.
I love Garfield's Christmas too.
Yeah.
Like, my sister and I would watch it, and there were certain parts in Garfield's Christmas. We had our own little inside jokes with it.
Oh, my God, it's the greatest.
The part where they plug in the tree, and the whole family's like, ooh!
And they're like, lips actually go in O's.
Yes.
And then you don't know if Doc Boy is like, how old is Doc Boy?
Yeah, Doc Boy. John.
And then John, the funny thing about John is that he brings Odie and Garfield to the country.
Yeah.
And it's a good soundtrack, and the grandma's awesome.
Grandma is awesome. Yeah.
Chacon. It's great. If you guys haven't seen it, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Another one of my favorites is the Brady Bunch Christmas, only because my good friend Denise and I are obsessed when Carol sings Mike out of the rubble.
I have not seen the Brady Bunch Christmas. Good, man.
Yeah, like you don't think Mike's gonna make it, and then Carol bouts out a tune, and he literally breaks through the rubble.
Is it on YouTube?
Oh yeah, we can watch it after this.
Okay, because totally. That's one I haven't seen.
No, what are your favorites?
On my list, I had Christmas Eve on Sesame Street.
I loved that.
Yes.
Oh my god, I loved. I forgot about that until now.
Yeah.
Can you just remind me about what was on that?
Okay, so
I love that.
I think it was from the late 70s. Yes. And like it starts with all the Sesame Street characters are skating, and I always loved the opening scene with them skating because you got to see the full body of the puppets like skating,
so that was cool.
I remember seeing Oscar and he's in a garbage pail and skating, and I thought that was like the coolest thing.
Do you remember when Oscar used to have elephants in his garbage can and he'd shout down to them and you'd hear elephants?
Yes. That mysterious garbage can.
Oh my god, Christmas Eve on Sesame Street. I love it.
Yeah, but it's really sweet. It has great music. I always really enjoyed the music in Christmas Eve on Sesame Street. And I remember, again, this is one I watched with my sister, and we would watch it all year round because we loved it that much. We were really young watching it, but
my brother used to do that with Rudolph. It'd be like April, and he'd be like, I want to watch Rudolph.
Aww.
Yeah, he loved it.
Yeah, Christmas specials were a big thing.
Another one of our favorite ones, Katie, and you and I both agree on this when we first met, is the Muppet Family Christmas.
Oh my gosh.
So not, it's like literally from 85. We'll fact check after this. And it's not a Muppet Christmas Carol. It's a Muppet Family Christmas where they go to Fozzie's mom's country house. And it's fabulous.
And it's fabulous. What I loved about that Christmas special is that fact that they took the Muppets, Sesame Street characters, and Fraggles. So all the Jim Henson, like, you know, they brought them all together into one Christmas special.
It's the greatest. It's the greatest.
Yeah.
And then the kind of Camilla, like Gonzo's girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And then the turkey shows up and he's like a tennis player. It's, you guys, if you haven't watched it,
And the tennis player turkey is trying to convince the chef, the Swedish chef,
to cook Big Bird.
To cook Big Bird instead, yes.
And then Big Bird walks into the kitchen, like Swedish chef loses his mind.
Yeah.
And then there's cute little songs like Robin's in there. And then Miss Piggy schedules, like, there's a crazy blizzard. And then Miss Piggy schedules a photo shoot.
Yeah.
I don't know. You guys got to watch it.
And the part, this is one of my favorite parts, is when they had, because Muppet Babies was kind of becoming big at that time.
Oh, when they had
and
the clip.
They have the clip of the Muppet Babies, and that's kind of like so Christmas, like to take out the old film and watch, you know. Yeah, so I don't
love
know.
That.
Yeah,
that's wonderful.
That was a great one. I have also on my list the Claymation Christmas Celebration.
Is that where is that the California Raisins?
Yes, everyone remembers it for the California Raisins, but which
didn't they
at the
run
end.
Over a lamb, or is that the little?
No.
Okay, that's a different one. It's the little drummer boy where they run over his lamb.
Oh,
Google that.
I do not remember that.
Okay, sorry. As you were, let me.
No. The Claymation Christmas Celebration is just really super 80s.
Yeah,
but yeah, no Claymation. I've always been a fan of like. You know, Davy and Goliath and Gumby and stuff.
Right.
So I
okay,
just love
well, we gotta watch. I'm gonna watch that with you this year.
Yes.
And then my other ones are Mr. Hanky on South Park. I mean, anyone.
Oh would, yeah.
And also one of my favorite Simpsons episodes when Bart kind of destroys Christmas. It's a really good episode.
Yeah, I remember Simpsons always had a Christmas episode every season.
Yeah, just
right?
like Halloween.
Yeah.
It's really good. But this one was really sweet because Bart. Gets up early. He drinks a whole bunch of water to get up early, and then he opens his presents, and then one of his toys crashes into the electrical element, and then it burns the tree down, and it's cool. Like, The Simpsons always has this kind of cool ethical kind of thing about it, but it's a really good episode.
Yeah. But yeah. I really liked, I put Pee-wee's Christmas Special, of course.
Pee-wee's
Christmas, Merry, Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah. And, like, you know, they just had so many cameos from, like, Oprah, Cher. Like, it's just jam-packed with all the celebrities of the time.
Gotta watch it.
So that one I know is from 1988.
Okay.
Same year as when this Degrassi Season's Greetings
was. Wow, look at that.
Came out. So, say, can you imagine that Christmas? I want to go back in time, 1988. Let's
do it. We should just actually rewatch all the Christmas episodes from
I have one more on my list that I have to talk about, which is the Elf Christmas special. And now Elf...
I knew this was going to come up.
Oh, yeah. Elf is one of my favorite shows.
Like Elf, like ALF.
ALF, not the movie Elf.
ELF, no. Millennials.
Yeah. No, Elf Christmas special. Now, they did a couple of Christmas episodes, but this is the actual Christmas special. And it is probably one of the most depressing Christmas specials you will watch.
I haven't seen it.
Doesn't matter. Like, I watched it as a kid and I cried. I watch it now and I cry.
Okay.
It's very depressing. And, like, Alf is out in the country with the Tanners and he gets in trouble. And he ends up at a children's hospital where girl who is... you know, dying of some illness, basically gets Alf as a doll, and she names Alf Tiffany.
What?
And then Alf actually, like, you know, finally comes out to her and is like, hey, I'm an alien, and they bond, and it's really sad. I don't want to reveal too much, because I would like everybody who's listening to go watch it.
Yeah, watch it.
But it is a very... It's touching, it's good, but it is quite depressing.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So those are my favorite Christmas specials.
Well, that's, I love it. Now I'm excited to watch the ones that I haven't seen in a while.
Yeah.
So now, let's review the actual episode of Season's Greetings.
Yeah.
And discuss how kind of weird and strange it is.
Yeah.
I'm going to call this literally the cafeteria episode.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. The entire episode takes place in the cafeteria, which is... very, like, it's just, to me, this episode sticks out. You know, it's not like other Degrassi episodes.
No, it's not at all.
And I think for me, it was not one of my favorites.
Right.
Because, maybe for that reason, because I always wanted the formula of Degrassi, you know, dealing with the... topics and having different scenes in different places. And
well, there's some big topics like the bromance between Yik and Arthur. I mean, that's literally true romance. And also Arthur can wrap a gift.
Yeah,
that was elaborately wrapped. That's one of my big notes here. Also a big up to the vintage decor. And it was very much
very
like,
noticeable.
Oh, okay, cool.
As soon as you start watching it, is the vintage decor in the cafeteria.
So, I wrote down here, Yik's mad at Arthur for being rich.
Which is so silly.
Yeah.
You know.
But I guess they needed, I don't know, some kind of conflict.
Yes. And, like, the thing is, it's like, Arthur's not rich. His mom won the lottery.
How much did his mom win?
They never reveal that.
Did she buy a new, I can't remember, did she buy, like, a new house or a car or something?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know either. Let's research that.
Fans, if they do mention it, I don't remember. I don't think that's ever revealed.
Let's do some fact checking.
We need to fact check that. But I'm pretty sure they don't really say how much other than just his mom won the lottery.
Won the lottery. Okay.
Yeah. And so this is like, it takes place at season 3. It's episode 4.
Okay.
Original air date was November 21st, 1988.
Wow.
So this is after Wheel's parents had died. So they touch a little bit upon that in this episode.
Yes.
I'm trying to think. Oh, so this is the first appearance of Emma Nelson, the baby. Yep. So that's also new, is that Spike's a mom.
Dorothy kind of takes over as some, like, ethical, like, friendship bridge between Yik and Arthur. Which is, like, wow. It's kind of intense.
Yeah.
Like,
basically, the thing is with, like, the show is, like, there's the A plot, B plot, C plot. So, basically, just to break it down.
Yeah.
The A plot is Arthur and Yik.
Yeah.
Getting into this fight.
Yeah.
About Christmas presents and, oh, you're rich. It seems like such a silly fight. But then the
like the second kind of plot that's going on is that Spike is worried about her grades. They had just taken their exams and she just, she feels like she didn't do well.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the next part. And then the other part is that the furnace isn't working.
Oh my God.
And so that's how they're all stuck in the cafeteria.
But no one's hot.
Yeah.
There's... So the furnace is supposed to be broken, right? So we were dying over this. Like, Katie and I just watched this episode. And so the furnace breaks, so they're supposed to be super hot, right?
Uh-huh.
But everyone is still in sweaters.
Yeah, Snake is wearing, like, at least three layers.
Yeah, and there's no mention of it.
The top layer being, like, this wool sweater. None of them look hot or sweaty. Arthur looks a little hot and sweaty, but he probably
Arthur
does.
Always looks a little hot and sweaty. It's okay, Arthur. Doris Bell is my highlight this episode for her outfit. Actually,
she has a good outfit.
It's from Sears. I owned it, I'm sure. It has a little shoulder pad. Also, Lucy was wearing a Nutcracker outfit. Did you see that?
Oh, I didn't really notice that.
So that's a hats off to the Christmas season.
Yes.
All right, so Dorothy is a big part of this episode. Let me just first say, fashion-wise, her glasses are super on trend right now.
Mm-hmm.
The big round gold ones, they're completely back, whether we like it or not. And man, she's got great hair.
Yes.
She's got great hair.
Yes. And actually, Annabelle Waugh, if you're listening.
Hi, Annabelle.
Hi, Annabelle. Your hair, like, was great and still is great.
Fabulous. We love it.
Yeah. Great hair.
Yeah.
Great
you win hair of the week on the Back to Class podcast.
Yeah.
So, I actually wrote down, it's funny, they were obviously brother and sister. Like, I know they tried to pass them off as, what were they, cousins?
They're supposed to be cousins in the episode, or in the series,
And you're just kind of like, yeah, come on, everybody.
Yeah, it seems very obvious when you see their faces that they are, they're brother and sister.
So the flashbacks in this episode are the worst.
Yeah, okay, so let's talk a little bit about flashbacks.
Yes.
Because this was a big thing at the time when this episode was recorded. And so the thing about this episode is interesting because this is the only episode in the entire Degrassi series, and I'm not talking about the next gen or whatever, because we don't really talk about that on here, but in Degrassi Junior High, Degrassi High, they don't talk about holidays in any of the episodes. So this is really the only episode that they talk about the holidays. This is also the only episode where there are flashbacks, and it's a clip show, and that was pretty big at the time. You know, it's like this, it's always the same format where there's the frame story. So that's the cafeteria stuff, but then they have to recall the past. And so they'll bring up, they'll take the things from the different episodes. And, in a way it's kind of like, I think in terms of production, it's kind of cheating because it costs a lot less to like put in old parts from different episodes. I don't know if Playing With Time was trying to save money by doing this.
Yeah. But the only clip flashbacks that they used were Yook and Arthur.
Yes. And another interesting thing I find is that the Yook and Arthur plots are always kind of like, you know, they aren't the A plots, right?
Right.
And so they basically took all of their stories to make this episode and make them A plot. Right.
So they took the C's to make an A.
Yeah.
Right.
But, I mean, at the time, the like, flashback episodes were huge. They're, you know, in the 70s, became super popular and All in the Family, Three's Company.
Yeah.
There's like, I mean, I remember watching Full House and Cosby Show. There's always the flashback episodes.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, it's kind of neat that Degrassi tried to do that. And of course, they do it in a way where there's the, like the, what do you call it? Like when it's all faded around the side.
It's kind of fuzzed. I don't know what it's called.
The dream kind of like.
Like the kind of like things that in Wayne's World.
Yeah. So you see a bit of that just to make sure that you know it happened in the past.
Yeah, it's a full on bromance with all the memories. It was hard not to kind of focus on like the specific, like write notes on the specific things that Yick and Arthur had gone through. But I mean, part of the bromance, I mean, swamp sex robots. And Wet Dreams are like, that's big for them. They're good friends.
Here's my thing is that, you know, Dorothy is in the episode. She's trying to, you know, create like, you know, it's a season of peace and goodwill.
Yes,
you know?
she's
trying to bring them
Christmas
back
together. Christmas humanitarian. Yeah.
Yeah. But like, it's funny because like, she knows certain things about the friendship between Yick and Arthur. that I'm just like, how does she know all of this?
Is she obsessed with them? You know, her diary is filled with
them. She doesn't know about the wet dreams. That's the part I like.
Well, not yet. Like,
wet dreams.
That was good. Yeah. Wet dreams.
But the thing I find funny is watching this episode is that, and it was probably awkward, I'm guessing, for Duncan Waugh and Celix Anasi to watch this episode when it aired, I'm guessing. I mean, we'd have to ask them, but to, you know, there's the flashbacks and their voices are like this.
Yes.
And then in the episode, they're hitting puberty. So yeah. It's like their voices are totally different in the episode. They seem very different, right?
We all know what happened in grade 11. I remember going to a grade 11 and all the dudes were hot. It was the greatest. Because grade 10, everyone's like, I know it's like past puberty, but like I remember high school being like grade 11s were like, wow, you're gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Okay. One thing we noticed too was that Maya... is Jewish. So, yeah, it was great. So, you had kind of heard her and Caitlin talking, and then you noticed that they, like, cut her off.
They just cut her off. So, it's really weird, because Maya's like, well, we're Jewish. We celebrate Hanukkah. And then Caitlin asks, what do they do for Hanukkah? And all of a sudden, it gets cut off.
Nothing.
So, Degrassi, like, come on. At least give Maya, like, just, you know, 1 minute to explain what... They do.
To show all everything. Yeah, and then it focuses on the host of Chip Bag and Spike's talking about her marks being down.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
That was interesting. And then Heather and Erica are there.
Yeah, and they're saying, well, how much trouble can baby Emma be, basically?
And then they're like, oh my God, you don't even know.
You make her seem like a monster. It's like, yeah, they have no idea it's like to, you know, have a baby and be like, what, was she 14? Crazy.
Yeah, you should know this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wild. I actually think Yik is a good actor in this.
Yeah.
I think he's good.
Yeah,
I was kind of into it. I was like, this is good. I liked it.
Yeah.
So then, oh, you know what I noticed too? I used to do, speaking of Christmas crafts, there was like the pudding cup. Did you see them eat out of the pudding cup? So I remember we had, my little brother made an ornament that was pudding cups in his class. And you covered them with felt, and they looked like drums.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, and then you just put them on your tray. I'm going to do that with my niece, I think.
Aw.
I know, but I mean, the pudding cups aren't like that anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
I know, I sound like an old lady, but I am. But well, that was cute. I wrote down pudding cup in the tin craft.
Something else I noticed as well on the table, there's like a Diet Coke, and it's
cool. I totally noticed the Diet Coke.
Cool to see the old Diet Coke
delicious.
Label.
Still is delicious.
Yeah.
It's wild.
But yeah, so... Shane is definitely getting the cold shoulder from Spike.
Shane has Ian Ziering hair. Do you know what that means?
No.
So Ian Ziering was on Beverly Hills.
I was going to say 90210, right?
Yeah. We're going to do on our social media account, we're going to do a side by side of Ian Ziering and Shane's hair. Keep posted. Sorry to interrupt.
But you know what? Who wore it better? And also,
yes,
like,
who wore it better?
Shane. Also, like, he had it probably before, because...
Oh, hello.
Maybe, right?
Yeah. Maybe Ian Ziering.
Well, we all know that 90210 is just trying to be, like, Degrassi.
Totes.
So.
Yeah. Just more expensive.
Yeah.
So what were we discussing earlier? Oh, were the wet dreams before or after Swamp Sex Robots? This is another thing we have to fact check.
And you know what? I'm sure everyone who's listening who are... like our regular Degrassi fans would be like, oh, I
talk
know
to us.
But I couldn't remember. I couldn't remember which happened first. I'm assuming that Swamp Sex Robots happened and then he had his wet dreams.
Well, they did after getting hold of Sex with Sue. They had a wet dream high five.
Yes!
With their boom box. I was like, well done, bros. It was cute. Oh, yeah. And Yik's always eating bananas in this episode.
Yeah.
It's good for potassium, though.
Yeah, no, you notice that, Yik eats a lot of bananas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another one of my comments here is tight jeans when Wheels came up.
Mm.
Like, we both went, well, those are some tight jeans.
Yeah.
But it's really cute. You know what? This is a very Christmassy moment in the episode. Joey invites Wheels' family over.
Yeah.
And then Wheels is all like, my granddad, drools when he eats. And then they're really cute and supportive. The Zit Remedy. Like, they're always supportive of each other.
And he's like, anyone can drool if they want on Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, that was just so cute.
And I like the three of them together because they always kind of make it work. Like, they're always kind of boosting each other up. I loved it.
Yeah.
Shane holds Emma for the first time. Let's talk.
Yes. So I guess at that point, Shane was agreeing to pay child support, which was like, what, $20 a week? Which, like,
what would that equivalent to the, to now? We should do the inflation rates of that.
Yeah. But I mean, also, he's in, what, grade eight? So you can't really afford a lot.
Yeah.
But you'd think that Shane's parents would be like giving, you know, the
who knows about them. Money.
But anyways, so... he's hesitant when, so basically Spike gets called to the office and, she thinks it's about her grades and she comes back with baby Emma. And I guess whoever was looking after her got into a car, or like her babysitter's father got into a car accident.
Oh, is that what happened?
And everything was fine. But like, so anyways, the baby ended up coming to Degrassi.
And to rest on the cafeteria table.
Yes.
Where we decided it looked like the baby Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like a connection there.
Maybe I liked what they were trying to do with the holiday theme. But yeah.
There's a baby in the episode.
Yes. Yeah.
And of course, everyone's like ooing and aahing and like,
oh. Yeah, people loved it.
But yeah, Shane is like, you know, he's sitting at the other table, kind of looking, hesitant to, you know, go over to see his daughter. It's kind of like, aww.
Yeah, you know? It's cute. And then he comes over and he picks him up and picks her up and walks away. And all the girls are totally swooning over him.
Yeah.
Even Spike. Like, Spike's like, okay, you know what? He can carry, he can hold his child. That was cute.
Yeah.
So that was another moment to kind of get it to the, like, the season's greetings, kind of like holiday kind of atmosphere. I know that they were really trying in this episode to do that, but it just, it really, I know that Dorothy made a comment, like a reference of Scrooge. Well, you're just being a Scrooge with the two of them. And it was like, it wasn't quite there for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
There wasn't enough.
You know, I do like the flashbacks between Yik and Arthur because I understand why they did that as a holiday themed episode because you do really see how both Yik and Arthur help each other.
It's true.
And
actually,
that's what friends do. They help each other out. Yeah. And that's like a really nice thing to see in a Christmas episode, right?
That's right. So, you're right.
I don't know. I'm like watching it back now and I'm thinking, you know what? It is kind of a sweet episode. When I watched it originally when I was in high school, I really did not like it. It was in my top three episodes of if it was on after school, I'd be like,
I
think I'm going to go do my homework.
You'd rather do your homework than watch this episode.
Do you know what the other two? There was three episodes. Do you know what the other two were? I mentioned one of them in the first podcast we did.
I don't know. My memory's horrible lately.
So, It Creeps.
Oh, yeah, you hate It Creeps.
Don't like It Creeps. And it's so funny because Katie, who does the Broomheads Degrassi fashion blog.
Love you.
She's currently on It Creeps, and you could tell it's her favorite episode. Like, it's one of her favorite episodes.
Caitlin has a sweet vintage outfit in it. Caitlin looks good in that.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, yeah. No, there are some good outfits in that. I guess maybe that's why.
And Wheels gets naked. Woo!
Yeah, woo!
The tight jeans come off, everybody. The tight jeans come off.
Yeah. But yeah, no, like, I don't know. It Creeps I could never watch. And then the other one is, I hate this because it's like, I do like Arthur, but I could not watch Dream On. And it wasn't so much the whole episode. It was just the dream sequence where they tie up Joey.
Ew, I don't remember that.
You don't remember? It's another one where they had like the faded, you know, thing.
My memory is shot. Like,
You need to see this dream sequence. They tie, or basically Joey is tied up and Arthur's on a date with Caitlin and he's feeding her fries in the cafeteria. And it's
remember this.
I don't know.
That's too much in the mind of Arthur's wet dream. Thank you very much.
Yes, exactly.
Great, Arthur, you're healthy. We get it, but I don't want to know.
Yeah. But yeah, no, that episode, I don't know. It was only because of that dream sequence. That I could not watch that episode. So those are my three. But I mean, now, like, watching this episode back, I'm like, yeah, you know what? It was pretty good. Like, it was good. We have not even really talked about the whole Luella.
Yeah, that was wild.
Part.
I mean, the fact that I don't really even remember Luella a lot, but she's in it and she's like covered in muck all this whole episode because she's trying to get the heat sorted or like it being cooler.
Yeah.
And then she's in and out of the cafeteria. Like, is that ruining health and safety laws or something?
Well, I just also wondered why she was coming in the cafeteria.
Yeah.
And, like, why were they all stuck in a cafeteria? You'd think it'd be, like, really hot.
Or send people home.
Putting them all in there. And, yeah, why not send them home? But then you wouldn't have this episode, so.
Well, I wrote down, no one in this episode looks like they are uncomfortable in the heat except Rick, except Yik talking about swamp sex robots. Because no one, like we talked earlier, no one looks hot in it. So it's kind of strange.
Yeah, yeah. This also was the last appearance of Luella Hawkins, okay, the caretaker. After this episode, we don't see her. And so, I don't know, I have a theory about what happened to her.
Okay.
I mean, Susan Nielsen, who played Luella, she's agreed to come on our podcast. It's all about scheduling and,
it's happening, you
know, making it happen.
2019.
It's great. She's awesome. Hi, Luella. Merry Christmas. So, I think that she died when Degrassi Junior High burnt to the ground. Because we don't see her after. We don't see her in Degrassi High. So
what was she just doing, like hanging out in the basement?
Yeah.
At like night?
Yeah.
Wow, man. That's heavy.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, so, let's research that more.
That's my theory. What happened to Luella?
Wow.
Yeah.
It could happen. It could totally happen. My favorite Joey jerk moment of this episode is when Luella comes down and says that she's fixed it, and he goes, "Not bad for a woman."
Boo. I like that they all boo him.
Hashtag me too, Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Like, what's that about? That was crazy.
Yeah. Well, that goes along with, I have a really bad memory about the order of episodes, but it probably was after the episode where LD and Joey have, like, the pictures in their locker.
Yeah.
So maybe it, like, was after that, so they're trying to tie, like, that hey, in there. Like, oh, Joey's, like, immature boy who is also really rude.
So it's all kind of like relaxes. The episode's kind of cool. It's all getting to a happy ending. And then Yik and Arthur exchange gifts.
Yes.
So Arthur gets a calculator from Yik and he loves it.
And the calculator costs $14.95.
Again,
which was a lot of money for Yik.
$15 in what year was this? 88?
Yeah, even today, like, kids exchanging gifts in like grade 7, 8, like, that's still a lot of money.
What's that, like, $40, $50 nowadays?
Really? It's a lot.
And then Rich Arthur, as we like to call him, buys him a strap to hold up his glasses. But it's funny because I saw him the whole episode pushing his glasses up, and I knew, I was like, he needs to get those adjusted. And then I forgot he gets him the little thing.
Yeah.
So it was very cute. It's like they both got each other something that they really wanted. Yeah. And then Yik kind of was like, okay, you know what? I really like my gift. It was cute. Yeah.
It was cute. And I love at the end, they're like, I can't remember. I didn't write down which one says it. It's Happy Holidays, Broomhead.
Yeah, we get
a lot of Broomhead in this episode, which is good.
So, yeah, a lot of it, when I first started watching this episode, I was like, what is this? But it actually, like, I don't know. It was kind of, I liked it.
It's not one that I will go every year at this time of year and
it'll not be watch. In our top Christmas
It's not going to be in our tops, but you know what? I do have a new appreciation for it that I probably didn't have when I would go and try to do my homework in high school.
Totally. Totally. So our lovely fans, you had some reactions today to the season's greetings episode.
Yes.
So I'm going to read the first one. It's Noland Brown. I like that the friendship of Arthur and Yik was featured in this episode. Normally, they were always comic relief to me for the show, but I like that it has some issues and how Annabelle's character served as a good mediator to bring the friendship back together. Also, I like that Spike had a baby, had baby Emma with her, and the whole cast got a chance to see the baby and get to know it. I always say that that they were Emma's surrogates, aunts and uncles, lol. Lastly, Shani having a chance to be with Emma and bond with her touched me.
Aww. Cute. And you know what? Noland Brown, I will say, he's on the Degrassi Facebook community.
Yeah.
And he's been doing these comparison pictures of the actors in Degrassi, of them being in Degrassi, to what they look like now. He's constantly posting them.
Yeah.
It's really cool. It's really neat to see, like, what they look like now. So, anyways, yeah, cool. Thanks, Dylan.
Cool.
Kaylin said, this is a great episode. I liked how Yik and Arthur were the A-plot, and we got to see the memories of the good times they had together. And they were both, and they were both reminded why they're best friends. It was also nice to see Dorothy have a role that wasn't just Arthur's little sister. Well, actually, she's like the cousin. But anyways,
well, come on,
who was in love with Yik. Although it was cute. And I love seeing small moments between Melanie, Caitlin talking about Christmas, yay, and Kathleen and Maya talking about Christmas and Hanukkah. And my favorite part was when Emma came and Shane.
Who's Sean?
Shane finally got to hold her. And Luella and Joey's interactions were funny too. Also, it was nice seeing Joey and Snake be there for weeks.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So these are the positive reviews love that it. We're reading right now.
Benjamin Ludd said, it was quite the catch-22 in a way. I thought it was a brilliant episode. Most TV shows that cram in a holiday episode really miss the mark. It kind of represents the low mark in every season. But this episode fell right in line with all the DeGrasse episodes that season. It was very well done.
Yeah.
That's great.
Craig Dribbit, he said, it was nice to see all of the Emma stuff, but clip shows suck. Yeah, clearly he's like me, not a big fan of the clip show.
Yeah. All right, Katie.
Yeah, and Quentin Rhodes Caravello, I don't know about that, but trying to pass off Arthur's real-life sister as his cousin was hilarious. Switch hair down, and you never tell the difference. So kind of like what you were saying. And you know what was really cool when we posted about this
the
episode?
Coolest.
Is that Annabelle Waugh, who played Dorothy, got involved too, and she commented. And she was just like, Luella FTW.
Which Katie had to Google today.
I didn't know what FTW is.
She literally Googled FTW.
I did.
Yeah, but I actually phonetically have to say, have to like, FTW the same. We're old. We're getting old.
Yeah.
We're not down with the kids.
Yeah, yeah.
It was cute though. What
Annabelle.
Great. Thanks, Annabelle, for commenting.
Yeah. But oh yeah, we didn't say what it is. For the win.
Yeah. So other people
Luella for the win.
It was great.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? There's so many comments, honestly. We can't read them all. I just wrote them all down or copied and pasted them all down, so I can't read them all. But let's see here. Oh, I kind of liked Steph Gee's post.
Yes.
She was like, personally, not a fan, because let's be real. We all know the lesson, but Arthur was being a cheap ass.
Totes. He could have got him something else.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
And then Catherine Sandberg said, this episode should be more focused on baby Emma.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think
but I don't know.
I think that would have been great.
Yeah, but she was like baby Jesus in the cafeteria. Sorry.
They could have done the whole episode, like,
with
I don't know.
What? Like, passing her around?
Well, Rachel Scully had a really great idea.
All right,
idea.
Rachel. Okay. Well, this is awesome. Well, this is one of my favorite episodes. I sorely wish the subject was more on Christine, aka Spike Nelson, and her stress over not being able to give Emma a magical first Christmas. For many, a baby's first Christmas is a magical, memorable moment, and Christine doesn't have the funds to make it that way. What little shade gave her in terms of child support, in brackets, keep in mind, different time and prices weren't as outrageous as they are today when it comes to baby supplies. True point. Most likely went to a few jars of baby food and a package of diapers. Spike couldn't ask her mom for any money either because she too had her own expenses, such as keeping up her business and running rent, utilities for her apartment as well as her businesses, etc. I think if the focus was more on Spike and the difficulties of becoming a teen mom with no income, it would have given kids more info on how difficult being a teen parent really truly was. Or truly is, sorry. Not just physically, but emotionally and mentally as well.
Very good point.
Good point, but
very
a lot
point.
To put in a episode.
Yes.
You know?
And it would be kind of hard because it's like, that would be kind of a depressing...
yeah.
It would be very realistic.
Real, absolutely.
It'd be very realistic. But yeah, it would be a hard, hard episode as a Christmas episode. But like I said, Elf Christmas special.
Yeah.
Dealt with a hard,
see, this is
very
it.
Hard thing. So some of those... You know, Christmas specials actually are, like, kind of depressing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that would have been not been as happy as
yeah.
Yik and Arthur, you know.
No, this is it.
Bonding, developing their friendship more. But, yeah.
Absolutely.
One person who commented, I have to read this comment because it's just too funny. Ange Morton. Luella and Goofball was the best part. I wish that they had featured Luella more in the earlier episodes. I think Dorothy bringing Arthur and Yik together back as best friends was cringeworthy and felt a little bit like a Brady Bunch episode.
Ange.
Arthur buying Yik a glass strap was probably the reason he started hanging out with Luke, who had better gifts like smokes and joints.
Here, here. On that note, here, jingles, a little bit of eggnog.
Yes. Hilarious. Yeah, I thought that comment was hilarious. Because, yeah, awesome. It is, you know, soon after that he starts hanging out with Luke. So I have a present for Linda.
So I'll describe to you, I'm sitting at the table. And actually, this present matches my shirt.
Yeah, I'm going to try to record this.
This is very much wrapped like Arthur wraps.
Yes. All right, so open up the gift. Yeah, I tried to make the wrapping as close as in our Degrassi episode.
Oh, shocking. It's from Amazon Prime. Katie's go-to.
Yeah.
Oh, it's cute already. Oh my God, I love the smell of scotch tape. Ooh, what's in here? Oh my God, we sell these at work. This is hilarious.
All right, tell everyone what it is.
Everybody, it's a glasses strap.
Yeah.
Katie,
that's hilarious. All you're getting from me. That's all
great.
You're getting from
that's
me.
That's all I need. My glasses are falling down. This is hysterical.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. All right.
Katie,
so
that's a freaking hoot and a half.
Yeah.
Crokies.
So there you go. Oh, it looks
so great.
Looks so good.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Okay, amazing.
All right, I guess we're just going to end this episode by just thanking all of you for, you know, joining us on this crazy adventure that we've had this past year, where we've started a podcast and
met, this year's been wild. We started the podcast, met a whole bunch of people that legitimately are the nicest people that we've met.
Yes.
We've hung out with Arlene Lott this summer, with Colleen Lamb.
Yeah.
And Dio.
Yes.
And Craig, you've met.
Yeah. Got a tattoo from Craig this year. Crazy. Yeah.
And Arlene and Lammy, they call her Lammy. And we're happy to call her Lammy.
Yeah.
They're just really sweet, nice people that happen to be in the show. But they're literally wonderful. So,
and they've become friends.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
So it's just so great that this podcast, we've had trials and tribulations and it was brand new to us and we didn't really know what was going on, has led us to these kind of amazing, fun people that were part of the show. And they've obviously brought a lot to the show because of how great they are as people. Yeah. So happy holidays to everybody. Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah. Happy New Year's. All the best for 2019.
2019, Degrassi Palooza.
Yeah, we're going to have some exciting
have some more episodes.
We're kind of regrouped now and ready to show you some more. So, peace and love. And
peace and love.
Happy Degrassi holidays.
Yeah.
All right, take care. All right,
bye.